Every year, the equivalent of 10 million meals in Nashville are tossed in the trash, even as 1 in 6 residents don't have enough food. That's according to national research, which has led to several efforts in the city around reducing food waste. But even determined businesses are still finding it difficult to get their donations to people who need them. Now, several companies say they can use their meal delivery drivers to help restaurants hitch a ride for their leftovers. WPLN's Shalina Chotlani reports.
Tables, chairs, and a narrow kitchen are squeezed together like a jigsaw puzzle at Miel. It's a small West Nashville restaurant, and its freezer is just as cramped with ingredients and leftovers.
Oh, here's yesterday's staff meal.
Seema Prasad is the owner. She feeds her servers at Miel with unused but edible meals.
We made brats, and I had some leftover naan, and so I brought it in, and we had naan and raita, like a yogurt sauce, and brats. Random, but it was yummy.
Other times, she'll donate the rest, a task that often requires her to stay up after the restaurant closes to package the food, and she wakes up early to deliver it to a shelter herself so it doesn't spoil. A labor of love.
In our dream world, we would have someone coming by at the end of the night picking everything up, but not realistic, we realize, at 11 o'clock at night.
Some larger kitchens at places like Music City Center have been able to give away larger quantities of food because it can hire staff to coordinate deliveries. But it's not practical for restaurants like Miel. There have been attempts at food pickups for restaurants in Nashville, but one of the main services stopped and shifted its focus to grocery stores. And there are some phone applications that show when businesses have food to donate, but they still don't help with transportation, says Linda Bregan of the Nashville Food Waste Initiative.
And that's where I think there is some promise with these businesses that are currently delivering food. They have the networks.
Bregan says the same companies that allow customers to order a driver who can come and pick up the food from anywhere are now making that service available to restaurants. They can pay to have their food donations taken out. In fact, Postmates piloted a program in Los Angeles. Drivers picked up and delivered 1,000 pounds of food in just 2 weeks. Now the company is expanding the project to Nashville and other cities.
When the restaurant has closed for the evening, they get a pop-up that says, "Do you have leftover food that you'd like to donate?" They just press a button that says yes.
Disney Petit is the manager of a sustainability team at Postmates. She says its growing network of drivers could be the missing link to reduce restaurant food waste. But now Postmates is running into its own scheduling problem, identifying recipients that can take food after hours.
As soon as we can find a shelter that is available to accept this food at a reasonable time for when restaurants are closing, that we'll be able to make a huge impact.
Many food banks and shelters don't have overnight staff to process and store perishable meals.
Cheese tots! Cheese tots! Cheese tots! Cheese tots!
A local boys hockey team is serving plates of cheese tots to hundreds of patrons at one of Nashville's largest homeless organizations. The room in the inn often relies on volunteers during normal business hours, says Community Development Director Melanie Barnett.
We do have an overnight staff member, but that individual is also in charge of 100 people that are staying with us. So they're not able to accept a donation in the middle of the night.
The shelter never wants to turn away usable meals, but right now, it can't justify dedicating personnel for sporadic late-night food donations.
Sure, we can be creative, but we have to plan ahead. It's hard to react.
Awareness of food waste and funding around it are growing nationally. But increasingly, advocates say there has to be a focus on the practical barriers. There's a willingness to rescue food for a good cause. People just need a better way to find a home for their unused meals. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chotlani.